episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today I'm going to show you a very easy, a very quick, and a very fat-free dessert. I know what you're thinking, that this is too good to be true. Well, it is really good, and it is true that all these three things are a fact. So let's get started with showing you the ingredients here. Today we're going to be making pineapple whip. I'm going to be using the pistachio jello pudding. You can use any other kind. This will turn out green. So if you want, I've tried it with the banana jello flavored jello. I've tried it with cheesecake jello flavored. They all turn out really, really good, and they have their own taste. So you can actually switch this around, make the same dessert, just use the different jello puddings, and you'll have a whole different dessert. So for this recipe, I'm going to use two instant jello puddings. You can use the fat-free ones and sugar-free ones. And then we're going to be using two cans of drained crushed pineapple. We're going to be using a can of pineapple tidbits that I'm also going to also drained. I have mandarin oranges here. I didn't have the cans in the house. It just had the little ones. You could buy the cans. It's cheaper. That we're only going to use for garnishing. We're going to use some pomegranates here. If you need to see a video of how to open up, peel, and de-seed the pomegranates, you watch that video of mine. And again, this is just for garnish. This is what's in season right now. But you can actually use any other fruit that you like. You could use strawberries, kiwis, anything that you like to garnish with. I have a couple springs of fresh mint here, and I have some light sour cream. You can use fat-free sour cream and fat-free Cool Whip. And the Cool Whip is 8 ounces, and the sour cream is 16 ounces, but we're only gonna be using half of that. So let's get started. The first thing I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna open up the box for the pudding. Now that this jello pudding, on the box it says to use 1.5 cups of milk for one. What we want to do is we're going to only use 1.5 for both of the puddings. So that way we have a very thick pudding. Now we're gonna, I'm just gonna eyeball 1.5 cups. You just wanna whisk that really nice. Because we only have half the measurement in there, it's gonna start, see how fast it's started thickening up, and that's exactly what you want. It's is this fast for it to thicken up. Perfect. Now let's go ahead. Excuse me, and we're gonna add half of the sour cream. That should be plenty. You just wanna whisk that in, right in there. Now you could add pecans or walnuts to this. It tastes really, really good. I don't have any walnuts in the house or pecans, so I'm gonna be doing almonds, but I'll take them out of the freezer later on. Now let's go ahead and just add the pineapple in there. We're not gonna need the whisk anymore. We're just going to mix that in. Okay, now we have the Cool Whip here. Okay.
And guess what? We're done. So I'm just gonna mix this really well.
So here I got my almonds out of the freezer. I'm just gonna eyeball like maybe half a cup. And there's nothing wrong with putting in more or less. Like I said, walnuts taste really good, but I don't have any in the house. And actually the almonds taste really good too. What happens is they kind of become really nice and soft in the dessert. So when you eat them, I don't know, I like them like that. I love it like that. So there we go, and we are all done. Now, if you want to add another tub of Cool Whip in it, you can. There's nothing wrong with it. So it's really up to you. You can just play around with it and see how you like it. I'd love to get some comments back from you guys to let me know how it turned out. So basically, I'm just gonna go ahead and set it in my trifle pudding container. Now the best part is garnishing it. So before I garnish it, I'm gonna do the taste test so that I don't ruin the presentation, because I actually have to take this to somebody's house. It's so good. It's so creamy. And it's not really sweet, so, and the almonds are crunchy. Really, really, really good. So now, let's go ahead and garnish this. So basically, even if you get the canned one, you just want to make sure that you have drained all the syrup out of it. And like I said, you can garnish it with any other fruit that's in season. And there you have it, folks. This is a pistachio pineapple whip. And it can be as fat-free as you like, or it could be the opposite if you want. You can buy the heavy whipping cream, the regular sour cream, use whole milk to do the jello pudding. But it is the fastest dessert If you have the ingredients at home, it's the fastest dessert you're ever gonna make, and it tastes amazing. So this concludes our video, our recipe on how to make pistachio and pineapple whip. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you can join me here next time with another great recipe. See you then, friends.